Okay, here we go.
Yes. So nice that he's gracing us with his presence this morning.
Okay. While she
passing out the oath of office.
Okay. While she's doing that, let's go ahead and call this meeting to order. It's 9:06. Calling order meeting of the Board of Directors of the McLennan County Central Appraisal District. Do we have anyone here today that wishes to speak to public comment or use their time for that? Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move into our business for the day. And our first item is what we're being passed out right now. We need to do the oath of office for our board members. And we can't do any business till we do. So how do we want to go about that today?
What happened? I'm sorry.
The oath of office. Who's?
Yes.
Somebody swearing you in?
We can swear them in and then we'll do Mildred's in a minute or later. And then I'll have y'all notarized when we're done.
Sure.
That way we can just get them.
Where do you want us?
Just
stand up in our spot.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Ben Perry.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will faithfully execute the duties of the office of the McLennan Central Appraisal District Board of Directors.
That I will faithfully execute the duties and responsibilities of the McLennan County Central Appraisal District Board.
Of the state of Texas.
State of Texas.
And will to the best of my ability preserve.
And will to the best of my ability preserve.
Protect and defend the Constitution.
Protect and defend the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
And of this state, so help me God.
And of this state, so help me God.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sign your oaths and then I'll do your.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
And yes, on another.
On another term.
Okay, and then you'll pick these up after we're finished and take care of everything. Okay, thank you, ma'am. So at this time, we'll move to item number two, which is for the board to elect chairman and secretary for the next period of time that we're in office. So do I have anyone that would recommend either?
I nominate Ben Perry as chairman.
Okay. We have a second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It's time now to return the favor. I'll be glad to nominate Jim Holmes to be the secretary for the period of time that we're in office.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number three is the minutes of the November 16th, 2023 meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, questions? And I can never remember because I know one of the boards I chair, we don't vote on that. But we normally do here, correct? Or only if there's additions or deletions?
I think if there's addition or deletion, the minutes are amended by action of the board. Otherwise, they're accepted as presented.
Bueno.
Yep, I have no change.
Okay, perfect. Move to item number four, which is one that we're not excited about today, but we are excited for an opportunity for our chief appraiser. We're going to accept the resignation of our chief appraiser.
We don't know if we're going to accept it or not. Well, that's the item on the agenda.
Well, I understand. And he even had the, where is it at right here? I don't want to. Let me read it for the record. December 21st, 2023 resignation letter. Dear Board of Directors, this letter is to officially notify you of my resignation as Chief Appraiser of the McLennan County Central Appraisal District. My last day will be January 26, 2024. Thank you for your support and confidence in me as a Chief Appraiser. I believe the district and staff are set up to succeed moving forward with your continued support. Signed, Jodon Bobbitt, RPA, Chief Appraiser, McLennan County Central Appraisal District. Your last formal deal is to walk away. Would you like to say anything right quickly?
I do appreciate everything. Y'all have been a very supportive board. It means a lot to us. You know, over time, we've seen ups and downs for the district, but I think the district is in a good position. I think these two and the rest of the staff will do an excellent job. We agree on a lot of things and how to move forward. And so I think with the guidance you've already given them, and y'all will give them, I think we'll be successful. So I really do appreciate everything.
And I'd like to give a moment if anyone else would like to respond and talk to Joe and tell him how much we appreciate him. And I'll start out by saying there was a long way to go when we got here. And you have, and your staff have done an incredible job. The thing I'm most proud of is that how much you've reached out to the communities. And you've taken a situation that was pretty awkward and at times very bitter. And you guys have done an incredible job of winning the respect of the constituents, the cities, and we see it in the surveys that you guys take on a regular basis. So I, for one, want to say thank you.
I'll jump in. Joe Donovan, really appreciate it. In my public service career, I always saw a lot of people, good people move up, and good people you really like to work with, and they just did a great job. And then they get another opportunity, and then maybe I couldn't provide them. So it's always bittersweet, you know, because you've done such a great job here. But I'm excited about the opportunity that you have up in, what county is that you're going to? Way up there. Anyway, you've been great to work with, and just to echo what the commissioner stated about your, just the very intentionality of the public outreach, because you were you'd walked into a situation of some turmoil, you know, right or wrong, but you were able to correct that and get it on a good standing with the public, which is hard to do because, you know, you're having to do a very difficult job and telling people that, you know, they may have to pay more money coming out of their pocket, right? But the communication is, you know, this is how it works. This is how legally what we all need to do, and getting everybody kind of on the same side. I think you've been tremendous about on that. And again, best of luck to you up in Fort Worth. You're going to do a great job. Appreciate you.
And this holler at the mayor and.
Couple meetings early.
But following the mayor and the commissioner is hard. Those are real politicians up there. But see, man, I talked to you during the, you know, when we were examining each of the years, and really appreciate the way you reached out to me, worked with my schedule, worked with us, the communication. Many teams have great communication. You're really good communicator, so I'm not surprised that you got plucked from us. You know, the talented people get, you know, that's what happened. You know, other people come in, they pluck you. But thank you for the recommendation that you gave. And I know you're leaving us in good hands. You've got a great team. Thank you for all you did.
Thank you.
I have the disadvantage of going last and not having an original thought. Everybody's kind of already said everything I would say. But I would echo everything that they've said. I mean, you've been a great asset to the district. And one thing, in addition to the surveys and the way the community has responded to everything that you and your team have done, the communication and just the education that you've given the community so that they understand more of what the district does and what your role is and how we're not out to jack their property values up and just collect taxes and, you know, think that we're just, you know, everybody's lining their pockets with money, I think is a really critical piece so that people understand the process and the role that the district plays. And I think you've done an excellent job of conveying that to everybody. So in addition to everything that Ben, Jim, and Keith have said, I mean, I wish you the best, and I'm happy for you, sad for us, but I know we'll be in good hands. I know Jim's very capable, so.
You know, you did pretty good for going last.
Well, I'm not going to go last.
Okay,
I'm going to jump in here. I've known you for a while. Seeing you grow as an individual and grow in this office, if I can count, which I do for a living, you may be the sixth chief appraiser that I've worked with. And I will tell you that the relationship that you have established with my office is the best, and I hope that continues. Look forward to that. There's always a willingness for you to fix it. You know, we have an issue. Well, let's just solve this issue. Let's get it done. And we haven't voted on accepting this resignation yet. Of course, I don't give a vote because I don't like change. I don't want it to change. But I'm happy for you. I'm excited for you. I wish you all the luck you can get because I think you're going to need it.
That's comforting.
And, just thanks for what you've done with this district and for this district and for my office as well. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
And I know, I think Jim and Leslie understand the sentiment that y'all have as far as what we've done well and what we need to continue doing. And I think they'll take that and run with it.
Who?
Well, that being said, I'll need a motion to accept the resignation of our chief appraiser.
I so move.
We have a second. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Wishing you the best, my friend.
See you.
Truly are. And I tell you what, I was going to pull this, but let's go ahead and item number five. I think we need to go into executive session for a brief moment to discuss a few things. And with that being said, it is 9:17. We'll go into executive session at 9:17 under Texas Government Code Section 551.074A. And if we could, I would like to have Robert, if you would stay in with us.
Sure.
And everybody else, and I think we're good. So if everybody else would go ahead, but we'll come get y'all. I don't anticipate this taking long at all.